And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 22nd of July, 2014. It's the birthday of the novelist Tom Robbins, author of Another Roadside Attraction, Even Cowgirls Get the Blues, born Blowing Rock, North Carolina, 1936. Selman Abraham Waxman, the biochemist, born in Ukraine on this day, 1888. He was the discoverer of streptomycin, the first effective treatment of tuberculosis. It's the birthday of the woman who wrote The Velveteen Rabbit, Marjorie Williams Bianco, born London, 1881. It's the birthday of the authority on etiquette. Amy Vanderbilt's complete book of etiquette sold millions of copies starting back in 1952. Amy Vanderbilt, born New York City, 1908. She was the cousin of the famous Commodore Cornelius Vanderbilt, the railway magnate. It's the birthday of the Moravian scientist, meteorologist Johann Gregor Mendel, born Czechoslovakia, 1822, who for about 7 years performed experiments on 28,000 edible pea plants, and from his observations developed his theory of inheritance, including the idea of recombination of genes, which became the basis of the modern science of genetics. It's the birthday of the painter Edward Hopper, Nyack, New York, 1882. Worked as an illustrator at an ad agency in New York, which he loathed, and in his spare time he drove around, painted train stations, gas stations, and corner saloons. He'd sold only one painting, Hopper had, by the time he was 40, and then came his first major exhibition, 1933, at the Museum of Modern Art, which made him famous. Edward Hopper, who said, "All I ever wanted to do was to paint sunlight on the side of a house." And it's the birthday of the poet Stephen Vincent Benet, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, 1898, author of John Brown's Body, who said, "Life is not lost by dying. Life is lost minute by minute, day by dragging day, in all the thousand small, uncaring ways." Here's a poem for today by Jack Gilbert, Cherishing What Isn't. "Ah, you three women whom I have loved in this long life, along with the few others and the four I may have loved or stopped short of loving, I wander through these woods making songs of you, some of regret, some of longing, and a terrible one of death. I carry the privacy of your bodies and hearts in me, the shameful ardor and the shameless intimacy, the secret kinds of happiness and the walled-up childhoods. I carol loudly of you among trees emptied of winter and rejoice quietly in summer. A score of women, if you count love, both large and small, real ones that were brief and those that lasted. Gentle love, and some almost like an animal with its prey. What is left is what's alive in me. The failing of your beauty and its remaining. You are like countries in which my love took place, like a bell in the trees that makes your music in each wind that moves, a music composed of what you have forgotten that will end with my ending." Jack Gilbert's poem, Cherishing What Isn't, from The Dance, Most of All, published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.